It's Thursday, July 30th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As we reported last week, the Muslim-majority African country of Morocco is cracking down on Christianity. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans with International Christian Concern, who said Christians have enjoyed religious freedom in the country until recently.
Morocco has been fairly open compared to the rest of the region in allowing Christians to practice their faith. That's not to say that there has never been any problems. A lot of this openness was reaffirmed in 2016. A few years earlier, they had seen the brutality of ISIS. Morocco led the way in establishing what's called the Marrakesh Declaration, which basically just confirmed that religious freedom should be a priority of every country. They were the first Islamic country to say something like that.
However, with this religious freedom and church growth have come a wave of persecution.
What we are seeing now is more just a warning sign from some of those who work on human rights and also who are sensitive to the religious freedom aspect, that this period of freedom, this really good and fruitful period, one of the things that could come with it as the church starts to grow is that we could see an increase of persecution.
Please pray Romans 10, verse 15, for the Christians in Morocco to continue to be the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Kenya's legislature is considering a bill that could lead to abortion on demand for any reason. The bill would also punish healthcare providers who refuse to participate in abortion with a 3-year jail sentence and or a nearly $10,000 fine. Despite support from international organizations for the bill, over 80% of Kenyans themselves oppose abortion. You can join over 26,000 people who have signed a petition against the bill through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. COVID-19 cases have surpassed 17 million, with over 600,000 deaths worldwide. As nations have struggled to contain the virus with economically stifling lockdowns, people are losing trust in their national governments, according to a report from the KEXT CNC Communications Consultancy. Psalm 146, verse 3 says, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help." President Donald Trump has called for the reopening of schools across America after coronavirus lockdowns closed many educational institutions. During a press conference last week, Trump said that schools that do not reopen should have their funding directed to students.
If schools do not reopen, the funding should go to parents to send their child to public, private, charter, religious, or home school of their choice. The key word being choice. If the school is closed, the money should follow the student, so the parents and families are in control of their own decisions. So we'd like the money to go to the parents of the student. This way they can make the decision that's best for them.
D. James Kennedy Ministries released their 2020 National Pulpit Survey, finding that Christians overwhelmingly want fearless pastors who will address moral and cultural issues from the pulpit. Over 90% of respondents want their pastors to address the following issues from the pulpit: abortion, religious liberty and persecution, sexual identity, and the role of government. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." How is the Lord using the COVID-19 virus and the destruction from last year's Hurricane Dorian as a wake-up call for those in the Bahamas? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following the newscast. Pastor Norris Bain of Victory Baptist Church in Freeport, Bahamas, will share what God is doing through these trials there. And finally, Texas couple Robert and Janice Beecham celebrated their 46th anniversary back in April, but not until they beat cancer and the coronavirus together. Robert had to be admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 in March, while Janice was getting treated for two kinds of cancer. She also got the coronavirus. after surviving two surgeries, two coronavirus diagnoses, chemotherapy, and getting declared cancer-free. The Beechams told CNN, quote, "It would have been impossible to make it with all the odds against you without God. And he has been our help all these many years," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 30th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Monday. I'm Adam McManus. On Tuesday, The Worldview addressed how Christians in the Bahamas have struggled to rebuild after Hurricane Dorian since the beginning of COVID-19 in March. Pastor Norris Bain of Victory Baptist Church in Freeport, Bahamas, explained how these circumstances remind us that without Christ, we can do nothing. He also shared some of their ongoing needs in the Bahamas.
And we always need him. We certainly need to come to the realization that we need him now. As a nation, we need to make sure that food is constantly coming into the island. And of course, they have not stopped the shipment of groceries and stuff into the island. And people on the island are still in need of those things.
Pastor Bain reiterated that building supplies are still needed for the community on the Grand Bahamas.
We want to continue to have building supplies coming as much as we possibly can, although we have not been able to get Kevin and the guys back here to do the kind of work that they did in the past because of the COVID-19 and the travel situation, the travel restrictions, the quarantine that are taking place. So certainly we're still praying for food, still praying for building material.
If you'd like to make a donation to help Victory Baptist Church in Freeport, Bahamas rebuild, you can make a tax-deductible gift through the Generations website at generations.org/give and click on International Ministry. Pastor Bain wanted to share a particular praise when it came to the rebuilding process.
While I'm here, I just want to give God a praise and let everybody know Kevin was in my house when it was first destroyed by the storm. We're back in the house now. We've moved in. We still got to get blinds and stuff up to the windows, but we were just grateful to be back in our house. So we moved in without any blinds up to the windows. We're okay with that, and thank God. There are many people who don't have this privilege.
Pastor Bain asked for prayer for the Bahamas Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis.
Continue to pray for the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, his cabinet. And I know that the answer is not in politicians, it's in Jesus. And I'm not looking for them to usher in a better situation. I know as we draw closer to of our Lord, while some of us may experience pockets of revival, and we got to keep our eyes on Jesus and keep focusing on his message and getting the gospel out. So just continue to pray for us in the Bahamas as we pray for you.
Pastor Bain's request takes us back to the words in Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, that remind the Christian of where our eyes should be focused. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This has been another Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.